Yes, welcome to another edition of Splash Trash Meh, the G-Splash Movie Guide. We break it down, movies that we think you should see going into the weekend. Now, our rating system's pretty simple. Splash, trash, or meh. It's either splash, you should see it, meh, it's okay, and trash, don't even bother. I don't even need to do this intro, but it deserves
it. Doing it anyway.
It deserves this round of applause. I'm saying that. Real quick before we get into it, I gotta kill that air horn though.
Gotta hit the air horn. Love that.
Black Panther got dethroned over the weekend. Nah, it's okay. It's time. Remember we talked about this. We talked about that six. You get 6 weeks. You stay on top 6 weeks, and then it's time you lose. So he lost on the 6 week.
That's pretty good. I mean, that seems like a good run.
It's great. No one's doing that except MCU.
Still in second place, right?
Yeah. If Pacific Rim Uprising, I believe, made it. Pacific Rim didn't do Black Panther numbers its first week. I'll say that.
God, no.
But it did. It did Tomb Raider. I did a little bit better than Tomb Raider numbers the week before.
Okay.
This was the week for it to kind of die down, right?
Like, it's had a good run. Now this is an action movie with monsters and robots. Like, people want something fresh.
And plus, again, it's 6 weeks, and you have like six other movies that have just come out that are semi-good, so...
Right, right. It kept your head above water. I'm excited for it.
Clearly, everybody saw Black Panther anyway. I mean, look at the records.
Yeah, oh my God.
Last week, we talked Pacific Rim, Unsane, and Isle of Dogs.
A little Wes Anderson action.
Chris, where should we start? I'm going to let you pick.
I mean, I'm just going to cover...
Did you see any of these movies?
I did, yeah.
Oh, you did? What did you see?
I saw Pacific Rim Uprising.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I did.
Let's start with that. Let's start with that one. We gave a rundown of the plot last week. So if you did not check out last week's episode, go back before you hear our reviews. There will be spoilers. Let's get into it. Chris, boom! We can recap last week. Last week we said Pacific Rim was going to be a meh. We said Unsane was going to be meh, but we said that Isle of Dogs was going to be a splash. Which is
awesome.
One of the first times we actually agreed across the board.
Woohoo! Yeah, I mean, just for me, seeing this, it was everything I wanted it to be, and that doesn't necessarily mean it was a great movie. Like, it was robots fighting kaiju monsters. It was robots fighting other robots. It was big and loud and colorful, and I had a lot of fun with it. I think it had some weaknesses in the storytelling, just like the first one did.
True.
But for the most part, like, I thought it was... I enjoyed it. I had a good time. That's what a meh is sometimes. A meh could, it's on right, one side right. of meh is like, whatever, I saw that. And this one's like, yeah, not great, but yeah, I had really had fun. So
yeah,
I would love watching big Jaegers just fight lizards.
Yeah, I would agree with it. I definitely feel like there was some plot holes and things. Some stuff wrong with it. A couple of questions I have. But overall, whoever casted, what's his name? John Boyega?
Boyega, yep.
He carried that film.
Yeah, great job.
And I think he nailed the character. I think his character makes the movie. So yeah, I'm gonna stick with my score. I thought it was pretty good. I did see the first one before I saw it.
Oh, good, you did. You went back and watched because you hadn't seen it.
Yeah, yeah. Because I did not. You're right. I didn't see it. Our scores stick. So let's just dive in a couple of questions I have for you, Chris.
Yeah.
Where's Charlie Hunnam? He didn't die in the last one.
I don't know. No, did he just not want to do it?
Oh, again, I have a correct. You messed this up last week, Chris.
I did?
Yeah, you said this movie was like right after the other one, but it's 10 years. And I
it's
said 10 that.
10 years.
Yes, it's 10 years.
You're right.
From
oh
the
yeah, you
one.
Were right. You were right. Wow, that's right. Wow. Yeah. I forgot that. I was like, "No, I think it's pretty close." Well, it just didn't make sense with the timelines and the aging. Like, Scott Eastwood's not older.
But he wasn't in the first one.
Yes, he was. He played his son. Oh no, you're right. He didn't. Wow.
That was a different character.
That was the two Aussie guys.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Wow, yeah, so you're 100% right. Wow.
There's the plot hole there. We don't know what happened to the main character from the last one. We see that the sister's back. They didn't really tackle the recruits or whatever. They weren't, like, super impactful except for the one girl, and she was still whatever. One question, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I missed this. This is spoilers, so turn it off if you care.
Plug your ears.
There's that brain that comes out.
Yeah, the kaiju brain.
No, not the kaiju brain. The other brain that when they're training.
Yes.
She's like trying to sink in whatever. Who the fuck is that? Sally or whatever her name is.
Nobody from the old one.
that's weird, and who would sign up for that? I thought that whole thing was kind of odd.
Who would sign up for the? Yeah, that. Here's that my was, brain. That was weird.
Who wrote that waiver out? It was like, I'm donating my brain so people can sync up to it, and if they like, if it works, it works. They're eligible to fucking pilot a fucking Jaeger.
Right. Like, well, here comes a brand new person.
I did like the whole dynamic between Scott. Was that his name? Eastwood?
Scott Eastwood? Yeah.
Him and John Boyega. I like their dynamic. John Boyega had a crazy obsession about ice cream I didn't get.
Maybe ice cream's rare. Who knows?
And sprinkles. Don't fuck with the man's sprinkles.
Don't you mess with it.
I did think Scott Eastwood was great at the beginning of the movie. Throughout the film, like mid, I would say the act two and act three, I was like, you corny, bro.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Just because he was not like changing or doing, he was just kind of there.
No, he was like really good at the beginning where he was being like the, obviously they had a falling out and like.
Right, right.
I thought he was.
Really? I thought he was good all the way through.
No, his lines got corny to me towards the end. And there was like the whole love interest that didn't really make sense.
That's exactly the problem with both these films. Like, they're like I said, they're so much fun. I do enjoy, but there's these plot holes that are strange. Like, there's these forced relationships that don't make any sense. There's right. these things we're supposed to be like maybe aware of, or we're supposed to think are clever or kitschy or whatever, that end up falling flat. Or things we're like, why is that even a part of this? Like, I know you're trying to put a human element, so we're not just watching robots, rock'em sock'em robots. But at the same time, it's like, it just feels like it's really an afterthought. It's not worked into the plot at all.
Yeah, it's like, it's forced.
So forced. And yeah. Just to answer a previous question, apparently Charlie Hunnam, he wasn't there because he picked another film. He's working on this movie called Papillon. It's in French. Papillon. Lost City of Z.
It's a sequel to that?
No. There's another movie he's doing, Lost City of Z. And he was talking, he said a quote about how Legendary got sold. Well,
Lost City of Z has already been out.
Well, I mean, it was at a press conference for that he was talking about how he had to choose. And how when Legendary got bought by a Chinese company, how basically they wanted, that movie was successful overall, but like it really crushed in China. And so this company was like really pushing them to speed up the timetable and get a second one going and out. And he was like, well, I just was going to do this instead. But I mean, I haven't seen him in nothing. But they didn't, Lost City of Z, obviously.
They didn't really explain his absence, which I thought.
No, they never do. There's never like, it's always, it's either a throwaway line or nothing. There's like very few great ways to be like, remember your main character? He's not here.
Did you feel like you could predict? Did you predict what kind of was happening?
Yeah, a little bit with the robot being, all the robots being hooked up and this kind of like, I thought that was a cool thing to throw in there, that it wasn't just them fighting monsters, that it was also them having to fight another robot. I thought that was
cool.
Yeah,
no, there was definitely a good twist. It was kind of an obvious one, but
right.
I thought it was a good twist. There was still good stuff. I thought all the action scenes were cool. But one of the things that really bothers me, and I don't know why, in this movie particularly, they just destroy the shit out of this city, man. Like,
oh, absolutely. That's like with all things.
And these Jaegers are doing these crazy acrobatic moves off of buildings like they're a human jumping off a concrete block.
Yeah. Like collateral damage just isn't an idea. It's like, hey, guys, want you to fight this. Do your best, but don't destroy an entire city. And instead, it's like, backflip off this building.
Right. So they didn't really explain. They didn't really show or explain that people have evacuated this city. But like, these Jaegers are like doing parkour off of fucking office buildings.
Yeah, and like knocking them down. Like, there's going to be, I mean, that's actually something that's in an anime called One Punch Man. Like that, because it kind of makes fun of anime, like the big hyper destruction things. In some way, it's a little bit of a parody, but like, there's just these massive destructions, like just absolutely a whole city basically gone. And then the people, like the headquarters, will be like, oh no, that's going to be some damage we'll have to deal with later. Like, it's like not even a big deal. And this is the same thing that falls in that. Like, okay, they're in the middle of a city. And at some point you're like, this is a war zone. We got to fight to win, because if we lose, then it wins. But at the same time, it's like, check out this sweet flip.
I mean, yeah, you can't bounce off the both World Trade buildings and then do a flip without the building totally collapsing. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, exactly. Things are going down. Pieces are going down.
That was definitely out there. That was the one thing that I didn't like. But there is they're talking about a third one.
Of course.
I don't know if we've talked about it on the show, but the Godzilla King Kong tie-in is supposed to happen, but it kind of doesn't make sense at this point because the timeline
is weird. The future so far.
But the somebody higher up was like, yeah, no, if we'll make it work. They were like, if we do connect them all, it'll be after the third one. All in all, okay. It was meh. It was an action film. It's whatever. I would say that. So, did you see, and you didn't see Isle of Dogs?
I haven't seen Isle of Dogs yet. I'm going to go this week. And I didn't see Unsane, but I think my things are going to hold up. Maybe not, though. Actually, I think I might be wrong. Tell me about Unsane.
Unsane was pretty good. There's a couple of things I didn't like about the movie. It was shot with an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave this one pretty short. It's okay. It's whatever. I wasn't like grabbed by, you know, as it being like a horror film or like something
right
to really move me, but it was right. Okay. So it was meh.
Have you seen Isle of Dogs?
I did see Isle of Dogs.
Is it worth it? Is it worth the splash we gave it?
This is the hype movie, man. It was done well. People loved this movie. It's funny. It's a good story. It hit everything Wes Anderson hits on his movies, probably up there with his better films.
Damn, that's high praise.
I mean, you just have to appreciate the whole, one, the animation, and two, the storytelling. Like, it's funny, it's cute, it's like a passionate story about a boy who's trying to find his dog, and...
Yeah.
And Jeff Goldblum...
Okay, I'll watch it.
And when you get a group of, like, Jeff Goldblum, Bill Murray, Bryan Cranston...
Right.
And I'm leaving off people, but, like, man...
Tons of people, but it's like just a great cast behind a very uniquely animated film.
Yeah, it's a good
film. It deserves the score it has. I that's why I'm like, I'm excited to go see it.
Yeah, so out of those three movies, I'm throwing Isle of Dogs at the top, and then everything else.
Damn, probably
pass on that. Real quick, we'll touch on this. We're actually going to do a full episode on G-Splash about Ready Player One, but this comes out this week. It's got an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. I've heard mixed reviews about this movie, and I'm going in on the fence, but basically, nice. Ready Player One is based on a book. It's the year 2045, and the world's gone to shit. People are trying to escape into this virtual world, which is called the Oasis. The creator of this realm is James Halliday, and he creates a contest on his deathbed, and he leaves his fortune and the control of Oasis to whoever can find this key. That's the plot of the movie. You have to figure... We'll have to wait and see what happens in the movie. But there's a lot of hype. This movie's being compared to Roger Rabbit as the new age Roger Rabbit. Chris, are you going to say this movie's a splash?
I'm going to say trash, it's a splash. Even if I hadn't seen the Rotten Tomatoes score, I think it's going to be a splash. People love seeing all the stuff they're nostalgic about or that they're into, their pop culture stuff, like what we talk about on here, thrown into one area. It seems like it's got a solid... The book has its shortcomings in a lot of ways, but it's also pretty inventive. And this one, too. You mean you're following a hero who's trying to unite people to help him find these keys to unlock this oasis. And so the bad guys don't get it. So it's kind of a traditional plot, but then they throw in all these pop culture references and how they work those together in the contests. And I think it's going to be great. I'm definitely giving it a splash, and I'm excited to see it.
I'm going in with the meh on this one. I think it's going to miss on a few things. I'm not really impressed with the CGI that I've seen so far, and I'm not a big fan of the main character as an actor. He plays Cyclops.
Yeah, I didn't like him in that.
From what I've seen, I hate to discredit an actor because clearly he has the ability, but this is him holding his own, so I hope that he's good. It's obviously a Steven Spielberg movie, but from what I've read, this is supposed to be the Spielberg movie we've all been waiting for. I hate putting that pressure or that title on something. So I'm going in with low expectations.
I'm gonna do the same. I'm gonna go on the fence with you, even though I already know I said splash. I'm gonna go in kind of like, all right, you know, I'm giving you some rope, but don't overuse it, or however that phrase goes.
Like I said, I'm going meh, and I think this movie, I would be surprised. This movie should beat out Pacific Rim Uprising.
Absolutely.
But it would probably be tight between all three. But this is the only movie that's actually like really coming out this weekend, so it's probably
It's going to dominate for that reason. Two people got out of its way because they know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it has a good pocket, so it's set up to succeed.
I'm in. I'm excited. It's cool. I love it. The Iron Giant's in there, so it already won me over. We will next week. We're going to talk about what we thought because it was the only one, so we'll be able to jam on it hard like we did on Pacific Rim, and we have the whole episode coming up about it too. So boom, double whammy.
Right. So we're definitely going to split off next week of Splash Trash Matt. We probably won't review this because it'll be in a regular episode of G Splash. You can catch next Thursday. It'll be April when we do this.
It's gonna be May.
Yeah. Happy Easter. I'm Bradley Baxter. Yeah. He's Chris Watts. We are getting out of here. We are for the children. I keep saying that because it's cool.
Always. Man. It's for the kids.
All right, we out of here, baby. Peace.